Good day, beloved. In John's Gospel, the 13th chapter, you find these words. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Beloved, for Jesus, this Passover holiday was not a festive one for him. While everybody else prepared food, fun, and this once-a-year fellowship, for Jesus, it fell short of fulfilling some deep needs. You see, for some, like Jesus, the holiday season that we are about to face represents a sense of lack. Lack of authentic love in their lives from others. For some, like Jesus, the holiday season represented loneliness. Loneliness because for them, life just ain't no crystal stair. For some, like Jesus, the holiday season represented loss. The loss of a loved one who is no longer physically here. Or for some senior saint or chronically sick person, like Jesus, they see that their departure is at hand. And so some, like Jesus, will choose to serve rather than celebrate, serve extra time on their jobs, or serve others in need at shelters, food pantries, or soup kitchens, because like Jesus, serving sometimes soothes the sense of sorrow. They, like Jesus, will toil at some task or take care of someone else, because toiling sometimes allows them to momentarily forget their troubles. They, like Jesus, will want to work during the holidays because working helps to temporarily wash away their worry. You see, Jesus and many people like Jesus during this holiday season long for a time when generosity is an everyday occurrence. Jesus and many others this holiday season look for a time where family, friends, and fellowshipping with others is the objective of each new day. Jesus, as well as many others during this holiday season, long for a time when authentic love laced our lives every day, and every day was a holy day rather than having some days a holiday. Remember, for whatever reason, holidays are not a festive time for everyone. For some, like Jesus, they desire every day to be a holy day instead. Make it a great day, a holy day. I'm so glad the tomb was empty, and be encouraged.